Faneuil Hall, Stop 11, The Cradle of Liberty. Given to the town by wealthy merchant Peter Faneuil in 1742, the hall was host to many important Revolutionary-era meetings and events, including speeches by James Otis and Samuel Adams, the establishment of the first Committee of Correspondence, and the first meeting to protest the tea tax that led to the Boston Tea Party. As you approach Faneuil Hall from the old State House, you will see a bronze statue of Samuel Adams. This statue represents Adams as he defiantly confronted British Governor Thomas Hutchinson after the Boston Massacre. Before being moved here, the statue stood in Adams Square, which was demolished to create Government Center. At the base of the statue, there are a number of markings in the pavement that represents the harbor's waterline in 1630. All the land from here to the current harbor has been filled in. Faneuil Hall was given to Boston by Peter Faneuil. Peter was the son of Benjamin and Anne Faneuil, wealthy French Huguenots, Protestants, who, along with Peter's uncle Andrew, fled from religious persecution in 1685. Peter's father died when he was 18. Uncle Andrew, a shrewd merchant and real estate investor, became one of the richest men in New England. On his own, Peter became a successful merchant running a triangular trading operation shipping slaves from Africa to the West Indies in exchange for the molasses used to make New England rum. Boston, New England was the largest rum producer in the world during the colonial period. In addition to his own success, Peter inherited a significant fortune from his uncle Andrew. It is interesting to note that his uncle's estate came with the stipulation that Peter never marry. Peter accepted the conditions and remained a bachelor. Uncle Andrew died in 1738 when Peter was 38. Unfortunately, Peter was only able to enjoy his increased fortune for 5 more years as he was to die of dropsy, edema, when he was only 43. He did live well during his remaining time, however, living up to the name of one of his ships, the Jolly Bachelor. He left behind a cellar full of fine wine, cheese, and beer. The town's decision to allow Faneuil Hall to be built was not without controversy. Even though Boston was a major seaport by the early 1700s, it did not have a large central market. Although a central market was a normal feature of English towns and would simplify things for most merchants, many vendors opposed developing the market. They believed that if their stalls were centrally located, it would lead to increased price competition. In 1740, Peter proposed to build the central market for the town at his own expense. As his proposal was not universally popular, it passed by only 7 votes, 367 to 360. The original design had stalls facing out on all 4 sides: waterfront, fish market, hay market, and sheep market. To help appease the opposition, Faneuil added a meeting hall above the market space. Work began in 1740 and was completed in September 1742, only 6 months before Peter's death. The first public use of Faneuil Hall was for Peter's funeral in March 1743. The building suffered a major fire in 1761. When it was rebuilt in 1762, the meeting hall was enlarged. Faneuil Hall received a major expansion between 1805 and 1806 based on Charles Bulfinch's design. Both its height and width were doubled, and the cupola was moved to the opposite end of the building. The open arcades that served as the market areas were enclosed. Between 1798 and 1899, the building's combustible materials were replaced. One original fixture of the building is the grasshopper weather vane on top of the cupola. This was created by Shem Drown and is from copper and gold leaf with glass doorknobs for its eyes. It was stolen in 1974, but was later found hidden in the cupola's eaves, wrapped in some old flags. The grasshopper became such a Boston icon that it was used during the War of 1812 to screen for spies. If someone claimed to be from Boston and they did not know about the weather vane, they had to be a spy. As a political venue, Faneuil Hall has more than earned the name Cradle of Liberty. During the Revolutionary period, it was the site of many important political events. In May of 1764, it hosted the first protest over the Sugar Act. Rallies were held here against the Stamp Act, the Townshend Acts, and, in 1768, against the landing of the British troops that were sent to quell disturbances, which ultimately led to the Boston Massacre in 1770. The funeral for the Boston Massacre victims was held here. Led by Samuel Adams, in 1772, the first Committee of Correspondence was established here. In 1773, Faneuil Hall hosted the first of the meetings to protest the tea tax. These meetings were so well attended that they had to be moved to the Old South Meeting House. During the British occupation in 1775 and 1776, it was a barracks for troops, then later a theater. In one celebrated incident, British General Burgoyne's theatrical farce, The Blockade of Boston, was being performed at Faneuil Hall when it was interrupted by a small Patriot attack on Charlestown. It seems that the Patriots had learned of the play and precisely timed their attack to disturb the British performance. After the war, Faneuil Hall continued to serve as a center of political activity. In the 1800s, it was a key rallying point in the anti-slavery movement, hosting such abolitionists as Wendell Phillips, William Lloyd Garrison, and Frederick Douglass. Jefferson Davis, later president of the Confederacy, spoke here in defense of slavery. Faneuil Hall was also host to events in support of the women's rights movement and temperance. It was the site of John Fitzgerald Kennedy's final campaign speech, made just prior to his election to the presidency in 1960. This tradition continues as the hall hosts political debates and is a frequent campaign stop for both local and national politicians. On Faneuil Hall's third floor is the Museum of the Ancient and Honorable Artillery Company. The Ancient and Honorable Artillery Company is the oldest chartered military organization in North America. Today, largely ceremonial, it was founded in 1637 to protect the colony against Indian attack. The museum's armory holds relics from all periods of American history.